Feng Shui, a mystical belief or a natural science. We are intimately connected with everything in our world, including and especially the land and living spaces in which we conduct our daily lives. Our surroundings influence us continuously, and whether we realize it or not, we experience the effects and power of place all the time. When we walk into an unfamiliar space and feel welcome or at ease, we are responding to what is known as auspicious or positive power of place. On the other hand, when we are in a less auspicious or unfortunate place, we may find ourselves feeling disturbed, uncomfortable, or even looking to make a quick exit. If we are in a position of staying for any period of time in a less auspicious space, we may find ourselves going to sleep or getting angry. Clearly, our living and working environments are mirrors and extensions of our lives. Most cultures throughout history have recognized and honored a sense of right place and have developed and practiced systems of placement and design art. These practices all work to bring our personal spaces into harmony with nature and to create living environments that support and empower rather than disturb and undermine the effectiveness of our lives. In Europe, the art of placement and design is called geomancy. The oriental form of placement and design art is called feng shui, pronounced feng shui. Feng shui has been practiced in the Orient for about 6,000 years. It is an ancient Chinese system of arranging environments to maximize their internal harmony and the happiness of the people who use them. Feng shui originated in India and Tibet, and many centuries ago merged with the Taoist and Confucianist philosophies of China. The universal principles upon which feng shui is based make it applicable and adaptable to all people wherever they are. In simple terms, feng shui is the art of arranging sites, homes, and workplaces in such a way that occupants feel at ease, at home, and in harmony with the world around them. Feng shui literally means wind and water, the core elements of nature that shape our very existence. It is the natural partnership of the wind and water that we call life. The most important aspect of feng shui is qi, the life force that flows in and around everything, binding it together. The natural tendency of wind or air is to be active, to expand, and to be light, yang, while that of water is to be passive, fill spaces, contract, and be dark, yin. This combination and synergy of the two apparently opposing forces, yang and yin, produces movement or energy. This energy is called qi. Qi is the energy that must be able to flow well if you are to have a positive environment, good feng shui. When qi stagnates, you get bad feng shui. Just as fresh air and clean water nourish our bodies, so does fresh, clean qi nourish our homes and our lives. When the flow of qi through our space is blocked, weak, or misdirected, our relationships, cash flow, creativity, health, and career can suffer. Feng shui is really about observing and directing our intentions. Just as the acupuncturist observes and adjusts the flow of qi through the human body to keep it well, the feng shui practitioner observes and adjusts the home or workplace to create a healthy flow of qi. In Chinese mythology, the cat symbolizes protection against evil spirits, as they are able to see in the dark and frighten away spirits that have bad intentions. You will often see a lucky cat displayed on a high shelf in businesses owned by Chinese people to attract money.